This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The weight of days is upon us. The hand of Edom, that ancient adversary, tightens its grip, and the echoes of conflict resonate from lands long silent. But do not mistake this darkness for the end. It is a birthing pain, the necessary breaking before the rebuilding. Yahuwah is not merely enacting judgment, he is preparing a field. He is clearing the ground for a harvest of righteousness, and the signs are multiplying. We have watched as the prophets foretold Edom's relentless pursuit of wealth, a plundering even now underway. Obadiah spoke of their arrogance, their grasping for treasures beyond their right. Yeshayahu echoed it, detailing the desolation that would follow. And now we see it manifested, a focused, desperate search for Edom's hidden stores, a frantic attempt to secure what is already forfeit. But this grasping reveals their weakness, their dependence on that which will ultimately be consumed. For generations, Israel has quenched its thirst at broken cisterns, the poisoned wells of Babylon. We have turned to systems designed not to nourish, but to control, to bind us in a cycle of dependence. Edom dictates the flow, manipulates the bounty, and grinds the faces of our people in the dust. Jeremiah's words ring true. They were as wheat fully ripe in the day of harvest, yet Edom seeks to steal it, to claim what rightfully belongs to the covenant. This isn't merely economic warfare. It's a spiritual siege. And the first casualty of this siege is self-sufficiency. The engineered scarcity, the compromised seeds, the controlled distribution, these are the weapons of a foe determined to weaken our households, to diminish our strength. But Yahuwah is calling us back to the ancient paths, to the wisdom of our forefathers. He is calling us to reclaim our inheritance, to rebuild what was broken. Consider Kadesh. It is more than a place on a map, more than a memory of wilderness wanderings. Kadesh speaks of separation, separation from the defilement of Edom, separation unto Yahuwah. It is a principle of holiness, of setting apart. And this separation begins with the most fundamental need, providing for our own. The call is clear. Reclaim food sovereignty. Return to the land, to the soil, to the rhythms of the seasons. Build storehouses, not as monuments to hoarding, but as beacons of preparation. Yahweh prophesied of storehouses filled, of barns overflowing with abundance, a provision for a returning Israel. This isn't simply about survival. It's about establishing a foundation for a restoration economy, a system built on righteousness, designed to meet the needs of a people awakening to their covenant identity. This is not a retreat into isolation, but a strategic withdrawal from a corrupt system. It's a forging of new alliances, based not on economic dependence, but on shared faith and mutual support. It's a rebuilding of community, a strengthening of bonds, a return to the principles of heased loving kindness and unwavering loyalty. And as we prepare, as we store, as we separate, remember the echoes of Magog. Yeshekel's prophecy speaks of a resurgence of ancient adversarial powers, a gathering of nations steeped in the Iron Age, fueled by a relentless ambition. The signals are there, a growing tension, a sharpening of weapons, a rekindling of old hatreds. This is not a future event, distant and disconnected. It is a present reality, unfolding before our eyes. But even in the face of such darkness, there is hope. Because the harvest of righteousness is not merely a promise of material abundance. It is a promise of spiritual renewal, of a restoration of all things. It is a promise that Yahuwah will not abandon his covenant people, that he will gather the scattered remnants of Israel from the four corners of the earth and bring them back to the land of their inheritance. Yeshayahu foretold of this time, a time when the wilderness would blossom, when the desert would rejoice and sing. A time when the glory of Yahuwah would be revealed in all its fullness. This is the vision that sustains us, the hope that guides us, the fire that ignites our hearts. Prepare the storehouses, Israel, not just for grain but for faith, not just for sustenance but for strength, not just for survival but for the coming harvest. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.